This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I should probably call this episode The Big Backfire, because that's exactly what's about to happen to the left. Is, oops, almost knocked something over on my desk. Oh, sorry about that, guys. The Big Backfire. Donald Trump served the best 4 years as president ever. Not because all of his ideas are great, because they weren't, but because of all that he battled and yet still accomplished. And so they cheat to get Joe Biden. And let me tell you something. I got a video kicked off of YouTube that was from a month and a half ago, where I essentially guaranteed Trump would win, because I said even with the cheating, you know, that they're going to have to cheat too big, et cetera, et cetera. And YouTube retrospectively took it off. I don't know if you guys heard, we're going to play this later in the broadcast, but the exchange between Rand Paul and Stephanopoulos, and they're talking about, you, how can you say that they're cheating? And Rand Paul is like, how can you say that they didn't? I told you guys in a previous broadcast of this show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about the show and other stuff, but I told you, I said, everything these people do has to have you validate that there was no cheating. See, we would just be moving along. If the Democrats accuse us of cheating, we'd say, well, let's look at the numbers. Let's go out and take a look at it. But if we won, we wouldn't be going, now you admit that you didn't cheat. Admit that, that we won legit. We wouldn't be doing that, would we? We'd say, oh, I tell you what, let's count. That's what we asked for. By the way, we did win. Legitimately, and we asked for a count, and the cheaters said no. But I'm calling this particular episode, maybe this show today, The Big Backfire. Because, see, everything that Donald Trump exposed about this crooked government and these crooked Democrats, these leftists, these people that tell you that they want the world to be fair, is going to come out. Every piece of it. The lies, the blatant in-your-face lies, and then making you, I mean, beating you into submission. And let me, when I tell you they're beating you into submission, they, I will prove to you with clips today what these people have in store for you if you don't follow their path. They are in for a rude awakening, because I'm going to tell you, I think 80 million people are going to tell them to go, well, propagate the species with themselves. Donald Trump did us a favor, and it should have been a two-term favor. We let him down. He let us down to a degree, because he didn't fight to the degree that he said he would, but we let him down in many ways as well. We needed to be more prepared. It's funny, we got these people out there, these good organizations. Catherine, forget her last name, but she runs Through the Vote. And these are people that really were out there fighting to get people registered, to make sure that they, you know, it was the right people getting registered, and so on and so forth. And we still got taken. But it's the big backfire. And you play a part in it. Because as long as you don't admit it, as long as you know in your heart of hearts, you don't even have to guess about this. They cheated. You will never be told to say, no, they didn't cheat. If I ever do media and they say to me, you know, to explain the election, I'll say, well, first of all, Joe Biden is not a duly elected president because they were the people who cheated to get him in. I will never do media and not say that. And if anybody challenges me on it, I will push back as if they slap one of my kids. But I'm going to prove to you today and going forward that this is the big backfire. See, they did the big cheat. And now they got to figure out, how do we manipulate the rest of this stuff? See, here's the part, the problem they have. The Democrats can manipulate the voting machines of Dominion. They can manipulate the public opinion of the monkeys that listen to their stuff. But what they can't do is they can't get to us. Oh, I know, Kevin, it sounds a little bit like you're giving us a lot of credit, given that, you know, we're all wearing stupid masks and putting ourselves, you know, in lockdown and quarantine. But see, there comes a point where you will draw the line. I believe it's conservatives, and you may disappoint me. I hope you don't. But I can tell you this. Until we defeat these clowns again, they will never hear from my voice, out of my mouth, that they weren't the biggest cheaters on the planet. Let me move on, because I'm going to talk about Biden's approval and the idea that he's going to be the uniter. Biden the uniter. He says, even those that didn't vote for me, you know, I'm still going to be your president. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even the president for the people who supposedly voted for you. They're even mad at you, and I'll give you the numbers. Leading into this, I gather up a bunch of stuff, and I was thinking about this, but they're still bashing Trump. And there's a reason for this. It's because they have nothing good to say about the bonehead that's in office. See, Biden has really screwed up. He's rescinded, he's issued his new executive orders. By the way, one of my friends showed that there was nothing on the executive order. He was blank signing something and saying what it was. Now, does that have any significance? Probably not. I don't know what all that means. Because we know what his executive orders are on, Keystone Pipeline and, you know, some other stuff. And now he's reversed Trump was letting people come in from South Africa and other countries, reversing this woo-flu stupid ban in Europe as well. And he says, no, they can't come in. So, of course, that's going to cause the Europeans to retaliate. So we can't go there. And we're essentially on lockdown, which is fine. I'm happy to be locked in the United States, the United Socialist States of America right now. But anyway, my point is, the media is not going to quit beating up on Trump. And they're going to act as if Trump, I don't think Trump has tweeted. I think he did one interview. I don't think he's done anything significant since he left. And they still can't quit talking about him. Now, I get it. He lost. They want to rub it in. Of course, they want to make sure his carcass has no remnants of it, not even dust. So they got to ridicule him, ridicule us, talk about putting us in concentration camps and re-educating, etc. Still bashing him. But if Biden were doing something good, they would pivot in a minute to talk about how wonderful Mr. Brain Dead Demented is. But they can't do it. And they're going to have whatever length of time he serves to not do it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's beginning. The Kevin Jackson Show, that is, as well as what I predicted. It's already begun. Joe Biden is still has been president for a few days, and it's already started. I think it's funny that a brain-dead moron like Biden achieved the same aspirations as Barack Obama. He actually bested Obama. That's the rationale that leftists have to live with. They have to live with the fact that they chose a meathead like Biden over Obama, supposedly by 12 million votes. You can always rub that in on him. You can say, you know what I find really interesting? That you guys love a senile, old, demented white fool, and you let him eclipse the record previously set by baby black Jesus. I didn't think anybody would be that stupid. You want to talk about, you want to know how I know you cheated? That's how I know you cheated. The racist on the left chose a white man to eclipse Barack Obama's record, and he didn't just barely beat it. It didn't like he just barely got over the finish line. He destroyed it. You even hate women. Hillary Clinton didn't get that many votes. Wow. Leftists. Hater of black folks and hater of women. That's what that record shows me. Hillary got fewer votes than Obama, even when the big cheat was on for her. when they had Comey's Justice Department running interference for him. That's a whole other story. Because you saw this, right? You saw the story that they knew what was going on and they did nothing. It is all over our media. It's not in the leftist, lame, liar media. No, it's not there. The non-truth media. The media that wants you to believe that Joe Biden won on his own merit. The 47-year failure who's a plagiarist, a racist, who's essentially sold America out. Has a crackhead son that set up the family's business in Ukraine and China and Russia and reports to the big guy. But no, they want you to believe that he got it on the real. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, still bashing Trump because they got nothing good to say about this clown. Biden doesn't want unity, folks. He wants conformity. And it's not even him who wants it. You know who wants it? I should say it's not even he who wants it, to be proper English. But you want to know who wants it? The people that are controlling him, the people that have told him, you misstep and you're in prison. We invoke the 25th Amendment or we impeach you. He is at the mercy of whomever is in control of this government. For reals. Yep. One of my friends tweeted this. Biden single-handedly alienated more Americans than Carver ever did. And Biden did it with the stroke of a pen. He ended medicine price cuts, dismantled energy jobs, stripped federal protections for women, shakes down our military, and the census is being modified, which impacts redistricting and elections. That's what he's done so far. Just wait to get. And do you think it's him who's doing it? Honestly, do you think Biden's going, boy, let's raise the price of insulin drugs for diabetics? That's what he did. By the way, if you haven't seen, go to my page, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and go to Kev Perks. And if you are a diabetic and your drug costs are going up, you need to click on that link. And contact my buddies over at RX Rexall Solutions. They will get you your meds. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you have over $150 a month in recurring medical costs, you know, like you've got diabetes or MS or something like that, and you want to get that knocked down considerably, particularly if it's well into the hundreds, $400 or $500, and you want to get it significantly knocked down, saving yourself, you know, a couple hundred dollars, $300 a month, go to Kev Perks at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We have something for you. I promise you it works. My father-in-law uses it. My editor for the Black Sphere is saving money. I'm going to have her on so she can tell you. It's a godsend to her family. They don't make a lot of money. I know what I pay her. I know what her husband does for a living. They don't make a lot of money. But they're raising 8 kids, most of them not even theirs. Family members, kids they've had to take in for a variety of reasons. And so she's now saving hundreds of dollars a month. She called me and I said, I wish I'd known earlier that this was an issue for you. So we can save her, and are. We are now saving her hundreds of dollars a month. Anyway, going back to Biden, weakest approval numbers, lower than Trump and Obama. Biden said this, the week ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. I will keep the faith that you have placed in me. Nobody placed any faith in you. I will be placing faith in a crackhead prostitute. Yeah, right. They go on to say, despite his promises for all Americans, he's not off to a good start, at least in terms of ratings, coming in below his two predecessors. This is Rasmussen's daily tracking poll. They've averaged the first days of Biden's presidency. He started out at 48% approving, 45% disapprove. Notably, struggling with women, they say 46% approve, 48% disapprove. White Americans, 43% approve, 51% disapprove. Then comparing what Biden is doing worse than Obama, and shockingly enough, even President Trump. Trump kicked off with a 56% approval, 44% disapproval. Obama started with 62% approval, 32% disapproval. And you know who did the best? Mr. Trump. He's the one who knocked it out of the park. Not baby black Jesus with his high approval ratings when he started. No. Now, why are they blasting him? Well, if you got friends in the oil business, if you have a car that depends on oil and gas, if you have a home that's heated by something other than solar or natural gas or some, you know, something else, then guess what? You're probably not happy that the Keystone Pipeline is being stopped. Cornyn, who's a rhino out of Texas, but here's what he had to say. The biggest losers from this decision are the energy workers who stood to benefit from the pipeline. There's no doubt our industry has already suffered during the pandemic, and Biden's answer is to kick the industry further down the well. I hope this isn't a preview of what's to come from the Biden administration, but rather that he'll work with energy-producing states like Texas to find common ground on all of the above policy. Well, he's not going to find common ground. It's not his job. He won't do it. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to care. Because it's not about him. It's the green energy lobby that Barack Obama spent billions paying off, and all the people that invest in that just got to file bankruptcy and take billions of your tax dollars. That's who he's kowtowing to. But if you think the problem is with the green lobby and black energy, just wait until, Chinese have already started flying jets over Taiwan. And I said this, the two groups of people who have the biggest thing to lose with Trump losing or having his thing stolen is Taiwan and Israel. So we'll see the shakeout. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A major internet outage is being reported across several different parts of the northeastern United States. Customers have registered complaints over Verizon and Comcast service from Boston to Washington, D.C. The exact cause of the outage has not yet been identified. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls another coronavirus stimulus package an urgent priority. The New York Democrat continues on the Senate floor.
The needs of our country are still great, and the urgency to act is clearer than ever. We are still in the midst of a once-in-a-century crisis. that has reshaped our economy and altered nearly every aspect of American life.
Anthony Blinken was confirmed as Secretary of State in a 78-22 vote in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pregnant women are being advised to not get Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, the World Health Organization noting while pregnancy puts women at a higher risk for severe coronavirus, use of the vaccine is not recommended. The agency saying there's no reason to believe the shot would cause problems, but also there's not enough data to support immunizing pregnant women as of yet. The Cactus League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Democrat, joins us now. Congresswoman, great to see you. I know you've just been out of the job for a week or two. Are you surprised at pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians. So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously. Likely male, libertarians, well, if anybody who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was Tulsi Gabbard talking about what the Biden administration has planned for us. Extra surveillance on domestic terror. John Brennan, who should be in prison, says he's met with the Biden administration on the what he called the unholy alliance. Get this. Think about this. Unholy alliance of religious extremists, racist, bigots, and libertarian. So if you're a religious extremist, when I think of religion, religious extremism, I think of Islam. I don't think of Christians or Jews. I don't think of Protestants or Catholics. When I think of racists, I don't think of anybody on our side. I think of the new Black Panthers, and I think of the racists that are created a society of Black Americans who don't even know how to respect themselves. The bigots who are openly bigoted against whom? Who's the most oppressed right now in terms of open racism? And if you didn't answer white, specifically white males, well then you've been asleep, Rip Van Winkle. You better get up and start smelling the coffee. And libertarians, freedom lovers, this is the profile of the extremist, huh? Because you're pro-life and you actually know the science involved in when life begins, you're an extremist and you're a bigot. this is amazing. So when you ask the question of, can Joe Biden unite the country? No, he cannot. He cannot unite this country. They took a poll of this and they said just 1 in 5 Americans have a great deal of confidence in Biden's ability to make good his goal to unify the country. This is an ABC Ipsos poll. This is not a slanted poll of, you know, towards conservatives. This is people going, no, he can't, any more than Barack Obama did. Show me anything that Joe Biden has done that you go, man, that's right up my alley. That's what I was hoping for. This is a guy that shouldn't be, that has usurped the seat of the presidency. And now people are pulling the triggers on all the things that he's supposed to be doing. And you have been targeted for extinction. I know it may seem like I'm, you know, conspiracy theory or whatever. I'm telling you people, why do you think this Capitol Hill thing, think about the number of times that Antifa has smashed windows, Black Lives Matter has shot cops, and I could go on. And you see no there's hardly any rancor at all amongst the left. But Capitol Hill, where, by the way, they arrested another guy who was carrying a Confederate flag and wore Trump gear, and guess who he was? He was a New Hampshire Biden voter and supporter and registered Democrat. The majority of the people who created the Capitol Hill problem that has been blown so far out of proportion, it's ridiculous. Can you imagine if a million leftists had stormed Capitol Hill because Trump decided to put himself back into office, which would have been the right thing to do? Can you imagine what would have happened? What damage would have been done to that city? All you got to do is look anywhere. Look at Michael Brown Jr. when he was killed, got himself killed, and ask yourself, what would they do? But what they did is they flipped it. Now, you're the radical. You stormed the Capitol. They have a right to have National Guards and fences up and all that because they can't trust you. And you didn't do a thing. And now you're the bad guy, and they are rationalizing, looking into legislation to target you. This is insane. 35% in this poll said they have a good amount of confidence that Biden can unite the country. 19% said not so much confidence. They were asked their questions after they had watched the video of Biden's inaugural address where he says, we can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. Yeah, let me tell you this. I dare you to go and express your issues with anybody on the left with what has just happened. I dare you to talk to them about the theft of the election. I dare you to talk to them about Biden's record, his actual record. I dare you to mention Hunter Biden and his ties to all this illegal money. I dare you to talk about Dr. Jill and her BS degree. I'm not talking about bachelors of science. I dare you to talk about the Biden family and the level of corruption that this family's had. They don't want to hear it. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball. No, I can't. I can't tell this story because somebody would figure out who the people are. But I can tell you this. The Biden family protects itself, and Joe Biden blatantly lied on some of the things that he said he's going to do, all in an effort to protect the money that his family makes. Right now, let me give you a hint on the stock market. Find out what the Biden family's involved in and invest in it. You'll be fine. Treat each other with respect. Anyway, he goes on, he says this, for without unity there is no peace, only bitterness and fury, no progress, only exhausting outrage, no nation, only a state of chaos. What they do to Trump? What they do? They targeted this man. I tell you what we do. We heap on Biden's little bony shoulders every issue that they brought on Trump. Right now, China, I mentioned this earlier, China is threatening Taiwan. Biden is not a week into his presidency, and they are already threatening Taiwan. If I were China, I would go take over Taiwan immediately. I'm telling you what I'd do. If I was Xi, I would go right in there and say, we are taking over Taiwan. And dare the United States to do something. Don't be surprised if that happens. If you are a nation that wants to take over other nations, you got the best opportunity to do that known to man right now. Go make it happen, baby. Joe Biden. He said, at the same time, 71% of those who watched the entire or part of his address said it was very or somewhat convincing. And see, this is where the polling gets to where you can forget about it. Don't believe it. It's a lie. They aren't convinced. What's he going to do? More black people abandoned the Democratic Party than in any time in modern history going back to Dwight Eisenhower. That was the last time that blacks voted for that candidate, a Republican candidate, till Trump. You think they feel like Biden's going to represent them? I don't believe it for a second. So, what's he going to do? You think he's appealing to young girls, young women, the millennials or the Gen Zers or whatever? You think they're going to, the ones that said, who is this guy? Is he actually the president now? You think he appeals to them? You think he appeals to the Latino population? They're going to go, oh my gosh, you know. Yeah, let's all start healing now. It's insane. 1 in 5 believe he can heal. I would say to the 1 in 5, are you serious? What makes you think? I mean, I would be curious to know what he's done. What has he demonstrated that would make you believe that he's got that ability? Is it that, you know, stylistic way he delivers his stumbling speeches?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden being president, already seeing it in the polling and things like that. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. It's going to be a different year for us. And I know, you know, we got the election stolen from us, but it's going to be a different year for us in many ways, in a good way. And I know it's hard to believe as you witness what's happening with Biden. He's not in control, but we get to put these leftists on full display. And there's nothing like showcasing. And let me put it a different way. I've often said to people, you learn sometimes more from watching people and their bad habits than you learn on your own. And this is where we are. We can learn a lot from the bad habits of the left. We watch politics be done to us as American citizens, and we're tired of it. We watch these people kowtow to special interests. It's no different. It's back in play. And we're tired of it. So we learned a ton. Donald Trump taught us a ton. you learn a lot from people. The reason why I'm not an alcoholic is I watch the results of alcoholism on my family. I watched drug abuse on my family and where people ended up. I didn't have to do them. I wasn't one of those people that said, you know, I know all this stuff has crushed my family. Let me see if I can be the one that's the exception. I said, you know what? I'll stay clear. I'll completely, you know, be a teetotaler, stay away from it all, and let's see how it does me. And it's done okay. I had a conversation with my son. I said, your grandfather, my dad, is an alcoholic and a drug addict. I said, I never used a drug. I was having this conversation with him because I said, you've never seen me get drunk or whatever. You don't understand it. But I said, I'm going to show you videos of people. I'm going to show you the life that they lead, because there isn't enough, you know, in your face evidence. But if I show you enough and tell you why I never did it, maybe you will decide you won't do it. That and the way that we've raised you. And he goes, I get it, Dad. And I said, you can't be afraid of what your friends say. You can't be at a party and go, well, I mean, everybody else is doing it or whatever, because you need to understand the outcome. And see, that's what the Democrats, they need to see the outcome. They're not like us where you could be anecdotal and say, no, I get it. I've seen enough crackheads on TV. I get it. Democrats have to have it happen to them. They got to hit rock bottom. They got to be users themselves. So they're going to be users. And sadly, most of them didn't want to be users. It got put upon them. That's what's happened. They're forced. Many of these leftists, they didn't want Biden either. The same people that see him as a uniter, the 20-something percent, that's the number of people who actually give a crap about him. Anyway, any idea how this clown's going to handle foreign policy now that, you know, we know he's in bed with the Chinese? About the Russians, you trust Biden and Kamala Harris on issues related to Russia? North Korea. Let me just tell you something. Joe Biden's going to get passed around like a prison punk. Anyway, somebody said this. If any monitor, this is what the North Koreans, I love how they go after people, but, and they didn't say this specifically about Biden, but this is what I would say this is what I said they would say if they were talking about Biden. Because I love their flowery language. Like, if any monetary languages or pontifications are exchanged in an atmosphere of confrontation are used for the purposes now and again at this crucial time, they will be diagnosed with ecumenical foundation of a full frontal moron. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense, but I can tell you this. They went after Biden, the North Koreans did. Then, this is an article I'm going to read from it. It says, North Korea displayed new submarine-launched ballistic missiles under development and other military hardware in a parade that underlined leader Kim Jong-un's defiant calls to expand the country's nuclear weapons program. They are already ready to test this demented clown known as the President of the United States that isn't my president. State media said Kim took to the stage the other night celebrating a major ruling party meeting in which he vowed maximum efforts to bolster the nuclear and missile programs that threaten Asian rivals and the American homeland to counter what he described as U.S. hostility. I don't know whether he's talking about the election of Biden. See, the election of Biden strengthens China, which means they have a bigger stranglehold over North Korea. Now, what's funny is they go on to say this. He wants to salvage the plans. He wants to salvage the nation's economies hit by U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear ambitions, pandemic-related border closures, and natural disasters that wiped out crops. And I love this next statement. The economic setback have left Kim with nothing to show for his ambitious diplomacy with President Donald Trump, which derailed over disagreements about sanctions relief in exchange for North Korean denuclearization steps, and pushed Kim to do what is clearly the toughest moment of his 9-year rule. So they want to make it sound like it's Trump's issue that it was derailed. No, Trump went in, started the conversation, got the North Koreans, South Koreans to kiss and recognize each other's families, went over, met with Kim Jong-un, did everything he was supposed to do, and Joe Biden will derail it. We have thousands of Chinese spies all over this country, all over the world, and we have a moron in the White House whose son worked directly with the chief spy of the Communist Party, and he said it himself. And what does Joe Biden do? He rescinds an order on the Chinese when it comes to energy. Issued an executive order on it. So here's what Biden said. Section 7 of the MASIC order, which includes the revocation for the permit of the Keystone Pipeline, also revokes several climate and energy-focused EOs penned by the Trump administration. The Trump-era order sought to ban, replace, and set a new criteria on bulk power systems, electric equipment coming from a foreign country or national that poses a national security threat. Now, why is he doing this? Let me tell you why. Because they can put things in these machines now to destroy them. There can be things done. We did it with the Iranians. We shut down their PLCs. We shut down their centrifuges by putting a worm virus in there that caused them to spin at a frequency that would destroy them. So Trump is saying, I don't want anything coming from other countries that are where we depend on the grid. And here's what he said. Foreign adversaries are increasingly creating and exploiting vulnerabilities in the U.S. bulk power system, which provides the electricity that supports our national defense, vital emergency services, critical infrastructure, economy, and way of life. The BPS, the bulk power system, is a target of those seeking to commit malicious acts against the U.S. and its people, including malicious cyber activities. Because a successful attack on our bulk power systems would present significant risks to our economy, human health, and safety, and would render the United States less capable of acting in defense of others and its ally, the executive order read, the move prohibited any acquisition, importation, transfer, or installation of bulk power equipment, electric equipment, I'll get it out, by any person or with respect to any property to which a foreign country or national thereof has any interest that poses an undue risk to the BPS, the security, or the resiliency of U.S. critical infrastructure, or the U.S. economy, or the U.S. national security, or security and safety of U.S. persons. Makes sense, doesn't it? Not to Joe Biden. So he rescinds it. So now foreign entities can do exactly what President Trump said he doesn't want to do. Let me put it this way. Go invest in electric backups and backup systems for the grid. Go get yourself a backup. And it'll run on gasoline, and you should have stored gasoline at the ready. And hopefully you'll figure out a way to tie it to some sort of a you know, like your biofuel, like you take the fat off of the steaks that you cook and you'll recycle it and make your own biofuels, and then you can run it that way. But let me tell you something. We are vulnerable, and you're going to be vulnerable. If there's any time that these foreign nations want to come in and do damage, the time for them to do it is in the Biden little bit of time that he's going to have. That's when you need to do it. And if you think they're not planning it, you're crazy. And when Kamala Harris does her part to take over, once she gives Biden whatever pill he needs to take to go off into the abyss, what do you think she's going to do? You think she's prepared to deal with all the complexities of this nation? I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.